Hello, I'm State Senator Romaine Quinn, representing the 25th Senate District in Northwest Wisconsin. It should come as no surprise that Wisconsin, like many states, is facing workforce challenges, especially in healthcare. In rural areas, those challenges can be especially severe. For example, the recent news about suspension of labor and birth services in my area will have an impact on the needs of expectant mothers. As the father of two young boys, I can't imagine the added stress of having to change plans in the middle of what is supposed to be a joyous event. The suspension of service is just one example where healthcare worker recruitment and retention can be the difference in whether certain services remain available. Earlier this year, my colleagues and I passed Wisconsin Act 185, a new law that will expand and enhance graduate medical education programs in rural hospitals to train more physicians. This will allow more medical students to complete their residency here in Wisconsin. When given that opportunity, they tend to stay in Wisconsin for their entire professional careers. Wisconsin's graduate medical education programs have proven to be vital in ensuring rural healthcare facilities have the doctors they need. This session, my Republican colleagues and I increased funding to ensure that the current programs remain successful and encourage new programs to open up and train even more future physicians who will likely stay and practice in Wisconsin. Graduate medical education programs are one way to assist with the healthcare provider shortage our state is facing. Wisconsin Republicans will continue to seek ways to ensure that residents in all parts of our state can receive critical care services when they need it.